This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, January 8th. Okay, there's a few things going on. First of all, there is a lot of mean reversion trading going on. We started January with our data center stocks surging, and that continued for a couple days. And then some of them are back in filling today, although Bloom Energy, BE, is up sharply. So I just want you to know you are in a bit of a washing machine right now, and any pullbacks in these very powerful stocks that are going to announce stunning sales and earnings are great buys. The other thing is, speaking of washing machine, the defense stocks have been a little bit on a roller coaster because, you know, President Trump said he doesn't want them to pay dividends or buy their stock back, but he just also said he wants to boost defense spending by up to 50%. I'm sure that will not come to fruition, but it'll be increased nonetheless. And so that's good for those stocks. Most of our defense stocks are, you know, building the defense missile systems and or just heavily involved in aerospace. So we're pretty good there. And their business is great. Their order backlog is phenomenal. Okay, so we also had very good economic news. The trade deficit's the lowest in 16 years. Exports are booming. A lot of it's gold related. Imports are plunging. A lot of that's pharmaceutical related. So the onshoring of pharmaceuticals is distorting the trade deficit immensely, to the positive. So they're going to be adding to the GDP estimates because of that. The other thing that came out today is productivity was revised up for the second quarter to 4.1%, and third quarter productivity's running at 4.9%, the fastest in 2 years. So that means AI is working. That means whoever's employed is more efficient. And that adds to GDP growth estimates as well. So my prediction that we're going to hit 5% GDP growth is coming to fruition. Okay, it won't be in the fourth quarter, but it should arrive no later than the second quarter of this year. And it's all due to the onshoring, the data center boom, the tax cuts, which put more money in people's pockets. We're going to have very good inflation numbers. By the way, Steve Moran, which is the most dovish member of the FOMC, is calling for 150 basis points in rate cuts this year. Okay, I hardly agree with him. I think they have to at least 100. But the main reason they have to cut rates is housing is a drag on the economic growth. And the last two quarters, second, third quarter, it's been a 5.1% drag, okay, residential investment. So you want to fix the manufacturing sector, you want to fix durable goods, you just got to get the housing market moving, okay? Some of this is insurance problems, okay, especially out west in fire zones or in Florida, where you have to have a new roof every 15 to 20 years, depending where you are. But this is a very, very positive development. And we're definitely going to get at least one more rate cut based on what the Fed's guidance has been. But I think when they see the inflation numbers and they see that we may be bordering on deflation, okay, that's going to be a huge, huge development. And then they'll give the Fed a lot more room to cut rates. And one more thing, obviously the situation in Iran is still unfolding. The mullahs, they keep saying they're going to flee to Russia. We have no idea if that's happening. These rogue regimes are kind of cracked down on or have problems, whether it's the drug trafficking and out of Venezuela or the mullahs and how they like to get paid as they fund Hezbollah and stuff. The one thing you should be aware of is, you know, we've had a cryptocurrency crash last year and there was a dead cat bounce and now it's going back down. So I think a lot of those crypto investors are just going to go buy gold if they're looking for alternative currency. So if you are in crypto, I'm sorry, I don't recommend it. But you might seriously consider gold if you want something other than the U.S. dollar. So that's it. So now, Valier, hang on, everybody. We got a lot of good earnings. They'll commence in the last week of January. and I'm going to count on those earnings one by one to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. Take care.